Welcome to Explore Radio. I'm Jeff St. Clair. The Zika virus is rapidly spreading across South America, Central America, and the Caribbean. It may soon spread to the United States. It's carried by a mosquito native to Africa called Aedes aegypti. It's also carried by its cousin, Aedes albopictus, which has been found as far north as Ohio. Scientists are amping up efforts to fight our oldest foe. One Worcester researcher thinks the key to controlling mosquitoes can be found by unlocking the secrets of their reproduction. Right now we meet a mosquito love doctor who studies the battle of the sexes on the molecular level.
I love watching insects mate, and I've spent a very good proportion of my life watching insects mate, and I just find it so interesting.
Laura Surratt teaches biology at the College of Worcester, but her passion is observing the intimate lives of insects. Right now she's trying to get Asian tiger mosquitoes to mate. While mosquitoes in the wild don't need any extra motivation to get busy, she says in the lab it's important to set the mood. Got the humidity, the temperature, the lighting.
Yeah, it's all the perfect atmosphere for them to mate. Yeah.
Music.
We don't play music and we don't talk on cell phones.
Apparently, the vibrations bug mosquitoes. She picks up a suction tube.
I would grab a female. Mm-hmm.
And places a single female into a cage filled with about 40 amorous males. And in about the time it takes to describe the encounter, it's over.
The mosquitoes actually mate face to face, and so you look, they sort of form a V shape with the tip of their abdomens, and you watch them and you time them and count to about 15, 20 seconds, and then it's likely that the female's actually been inseminated.
And that magic moment provides what she's looking for, mosquito semen, now inside the female, which Surratt sadly places inside a freezer.
Unfortunately, we don't have a condom to sort of capture those proteins.
It turns out the seminal fluid of mosquitoes is packed with chemicals that change the behavior of females. Surratt is working to identify those male mosquito proteins that, once inside the female, tell her to do things like stop mating or get a sip of blood to help the eggs grow.
And so what we're trying to figure out is how males are able to influence female feeding and reproduction. And if we can figure out how males are doing it, we're hoping we can find new tools for us to do the same thing.
Surratt and her colleagues are working to unravel the secrets of mosquito sex life in order to develop control techniques that target only the harmful species and have little impact on the environment. She says genetically modified male mosquitoes can be bred whose seminal proteins signal females to lay fewer eggs or to mate only once, a powerful tool when combined with another idea for controlling mosquitoes, releasing lab-sterilized males into the wild.
If we can make those males that we rear in the lab more competitive and sort of better at preventing the female from mating with another male, then we might be able to increase the effectiveness of the technique.
Surratt's work with the Asian tiger mosquito could help millions of people worldwide faced with dengue fever and other diseases carried by the pests. Asian tiger mosquitoes love discarded tires. And in the 1980s, eggs arrived in the southern U.S. from used tires imported from Asia. They have found their way to Ohio, but so far the diseases they carry haven't. Laura Surratt is a scientist on the front lines of pest control, but can't suppress her admiration for insects' love lives.
These little beings that have tiny little nervous systems, and yet they have very highly complex behavior.
Understanding that behavior and the chemicals that control it could be the next breakthrough in our continual battle against the mosquito menace. I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio. You can hear more stories on science and innovation in the region online. Visit WKSU.org and click on the Explore Radio tab.